From Michigan Radio, this is Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. The city of Detroit might be going through bankruptcy, but the commerce of Detroit is growing in some areas. There's a new business that will open this summer, and it's the latest in a fast-growing trend. Here's the first thing you'll hear when you enter this old building tucked away in the Eastern Market.
The jail door leading into the former slaughterhouse turned distillery.
Michael Forsyth is a partner in one of Michigan's newest whiskey, gin, and vodka distillers, the Detroit City Distillery. Right now, though, it's mostly a dusty construction site. There are no whiskey barrels here yet. They're stored at a licensed facility. There's no copper pot still yet. It's being manufactured in Germany right now. But they do have a classic wooden bar. Forsyth and his partners found it in a vacant storefront in downtown Detroit and bought it. This is the second distillery in Detroit, and Michael Forsyth says it's among some three dozen in the state.
The reason why you're seeing a lot of distilleries start right now is there's unmet demand. Just like when the craft beer industry started, there's been a movement where I think people care about what goes into their product. So they want to know where the ingredients came from. They want to know how it was made.
Here they're using Michigan grain for the spirits, and the cocktails are made with Eastern Market produce. Chuck Gellish is a veteran mixologist who will be showcasing the spirits distilled on the premises.
We want everybody to feel comfortable coming in here. So our drinks are going to be very approachable, using fresh produce from the market. We'll make all of our own syrups and bitters and things in-house.
The guy behind the distillery spirits is J.P. Jerome. He's looking forward to soon producing the good stuff right here. But after waiting for the federal license and the state inspection, they'll still have to get through all the Detroit City permitting.
The local codes and inspection is probably the harder piece of the puzzle, considering we are making a flammable product, so we're regulated fairly tightly by multiple arms of the building department. So we have a lot of extra safety pieces to our building.
But these guys still know, even with all the licenses, inspections, and permits, things are easier in distillers now than they were just a few years ago. Michael Forsyth says it used to be distillers couldn't sell or serve spirits at the distillery.
So one of the great things about distillery policy in Michigan is that you can sell what you produce on site direct to the consumer.
The law changed when a distillery professor at Michigan State University, Chris Berglund, suggested Michigan law was getting in the way of a growing industry. He contacted his local legislator at the time. Barb Byram is now the Ingham County clerk, and she says the legislation got bipartisan support.
Well, it allowed these agricultural entrepreneurs to test their product and to sell their product on premise. And all of the credit, quite honestly, all of the credit goes to Dr. Berglund.
Although they won't be open for business until late June or early July, the distillers were able to offer me a sample.
This may be the first real or actual Detroit City Distillery cocktail, I think, made at this bar.
I'm honored.
That's good.
That is good.
That'll do.
I asked cocktail class instructor Tammy Coxon to join me on this visit. She's made a business of unique food and drink experiences, but her day job is with the nonprofit Corporation for a Skilled Workforce. Its work includes dealing with Detroit area economic issues. She says besides the 8 or 10 people the Detroit City Distillery might employ directly, there's a bigger story.
When you look at the spillover effects and the fact that they're bringing money into the community, they're spending that money on local Detroit merchants at the farmers market, they're spending it in the state to buy their grains, all that money's being returned to the state of Michigan, and that's going to drive jobs and economic development as well.
And these guys know this. They're proud of it. But for the alchemist of these business guys, J.P. Jerome, it's mostly about coming up with unique spirits that get people excited. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.